Murphy, chances are high that we could lose our democracy between now and next November. By Pam Key on January 14, 2026. Wednesday on MS Now's Deadline, Senator Chris Murphy, DCT, said chances were high that America could lose its democracy between now and next November. Murphy said, "I think that the president's first just trying to make people stay home, trying to make ordinary citizens fear going out on the streets. But that doesn't seem to be working, given the number of people that are turning out in these special elections, the number of people that are turning out for protests. So now, possibly he takes a look at the elections itself. Maybe he does try to take voting machines in a state where his candidate lost a close election. Maybe he goes in ahead of time and tries to use the military in order to take control of polling places. We're going to have to, you know, have an army of lawyers unfortunately ready to be able to make sure that the Constitution is protected headed into this next election. We'll be ready. The Supreme Court is probably going to have a role to play here. By and large, they have sided with this totalitarian takeover. But there will probably be a seminal case before the court between now and November where they'll be asked, can Trump federalize these elections, or can he not? That will be maybe one of the most dispositive moments as we try to make sure that he doesn't transparently rig the elections." He added, "I do believe that this is the most serious threat to democracy since the Civil War. I think that we are at a 5050 moment right now. I think the chances are high that we could lose our democracy between now and next November. And so I want there to be a level of urgency out in America. I'm sometimes frustrated about the lack of urgency that some of my colleagues show, internally, about this moment. But I am actually optimistic because I have seen the American people refuse to be bullied into silence." Follow Pam Key on X @PamKeenan.